It's 8:41 on this Tuesday morning with the Musers. And we've been talking a lot about the Winter Olympics the last 10 days or so. Well, joining us now, live from Milan, Italy, covering the Winter Games for us. He's covered so many Olympic Games for us over the last 30 years. It's our sports expert, Ribby Paltz. Come in, Ribby.
Can you hear me there, boys?
Yes,
yeah,
we got you.
You can get me?
We got you.
Can hear me?
Yes. How's everything in Italy?
I'm Ribby Paltz here with an Olympics, and it's a good Olympics. And I'm in the Milan, Italy, as you guys know. And it's a good Milan. And,
it's not Milan.
And they got the good food here, and they got the good pizza pie with the puppy faces that go around and do all the stuff with it. And it's good. Now, as you gentlemen know, I have been sent here on the company dime, which is not a very much dime. And so I'm staying at some pretty seedy places. I got to be honest with you. I kind of have half a mind I'm going to end up in an Amanda Knox type situation.
Oh, dear.
But I can report to you and yours that there is a severe condom shortage that has really been affecting the Olympics.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Not only are the athletes turning to Ziploc bags with rubber bands on the end and saran wrap, but there are also some cases of barebacking it. George, ask your friends what that means.
Okay, I'll ask.
They have even run out of the condoms in the reporter pool, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
They don't give out.
And this has really affected me and Bob Costas.
Really?
Yeah. He's over here. He's covering it for his retirement community newsletter. And me and Bob, each of us have run through 800 condoms.
Wow.
What a mess.
That's when it's just him and I together. That's not anyone else involved.
Shocking.
Yeah. That's just the two of us. He's a good Bob Costas. He's such a good Bob Costas. I tell you, George, you'll be proud of me, man. I've scared up quite a bit of strange out here.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I'm a little older than a lot of these other reporters, but, you know, so instead of hooking up with the hot female athletes, you know what I do?
What?
I hook up with their mamas. Their mamas.
Leave their moms alone.
Yeah, the mamas. I was with Lindsey Vonn's mama last night.
Oh.
So as Lindsey was laying in traction in one room, she could hear what I was doing in the other room to give her a sibling.
Ribby,
stop it.
Terrible.
Jeez.
I can do whatever I want.
It's just so made up.
America is a free country in Italy.
Right.
And let me give you the good update on Udo Lerdum.
The speed skater.
Speed skater. She's a good speed skater, and everyone likes her, and she's a good, and she's kind of my favorite.
Okay, good update.
And that concludes the update on Udo Lerdum. I tell you my two other favorites, gentlemen. These are athletes that you need to watch out for, not only you, but also, I would say, your listeners and viewers.
Okay.
Madison Chuck and Femke Cock.
Yeah, we've heard of them.
These are goods, and they will Olympic so hard this time in Italy. I think that they're going to be the ones to watch.
Okay.
So look out for Chuck and Cock. I think that they're going to be good. George, you like Cock, don't you?
Well, I don't know much about her.
And, Craig, you like Chalk, right?
Chalk? Sure. Yeah.
You like Madison Chalk a whole bunch. I knew. I was trying to keep it straight.
Yeah,
and
she's
George,
great.
George is the cock guy, right? Now,
I've seen her race.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's a good Olympic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care which race of cocks that you like, but that's your business. Anyway.
Okay.
My favorite event has to be the double luge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The hottest of all the events. Have you watched this Kama Sutra in action?
It's pretty, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, and I love the double luge. So I encourage all your listeners to make sure you DVR double luge.
You're awfully sexually charged this morning, Ricky.
I am. It's amazing. It's Italy, gentlemen.
It's your blood.
It's the land of lovers.
You're right.
It's romance language, for God's sake.
Yep.
Speaking of, I'm trying to learn hockey because of, you know, ice hockey and Winter Olympic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been spending a lot of time watching heated rivalries.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to learn much about hockey watching
trying
that.
Trying to learn the sport. Now, I have to confess, I only watch it for about 7.5 minutes before I suddenly lose interest.
Oh, dear. What are you doing?
Covered with shame. But I've been trying to learn it so I can cover the ice hockey for you guys. So look forward to that in upcoming reports.
Okay.
I have to tell you also, old Grimmy ain't doing so good.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Old Grimmy's hurting.
What's the matter?
I had a little bit of an accident.
Hmm.
I was covering the ski jump. They were doing some practices for ski jump.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get some of the good photographies to go with my end story.
Right.
And I was at the top, and I was taking some, you know, some picture photograph pics of the Philip Raymond. He's from that Hitler country.
Germany.
Germany.
Say Germany.
And so I'm taking these pictures of him, you know, and then he takes off, and I'm standing there. And then all of a sudden there's this, I don't know what it was. It was some kind of mechanical insect that was flying around that had photographic technology on the end of it, and it's flying around. It's labeled NBC. I don't know what these things are.
Probably a drone.
Yeah, there you go. And it was trying to follow that trout that had just gone down the ski jump. But it can't get around me, and it's buzzing around my head and everything, and I'm swatting at it, and the next thing I know, I'm sliding down the hill at 90 miles an hour on my size 10 Bruno Mollies. And I'm panicking because, you know, I'm thinking this isn't going to end well.
Right.
No.
And I don't know what to do. And then I get to the end of the ski jump. And then next thing I know, I'm 100 feet in the air.
Oh, no.
And all time stops as I realize that my spine is not prepared for what is about to happen to it. And when I landed, oh, my God, when I landed, I felt each individual spine bone crack and explode with the force of 100 space shuttles.
Oh, no.
And then I noticed, just kind of casually noticed out of the corner of my eye that my femurs both shot in opposite directions outside of my thighs.
Okay. Oh, that's terrible.
And a series of good compound fractures.
Good.
And then when I land and finally tumble to a stop, I notice that my legs are on backwards and my shoulders had shot up to the top of my skull.
What a made-up story.
So as I speak to you, I'm getting some weird looks here because I'm here in the waiting room at a dock in the box where I've been for a day and a half because of this crappy Italian healthcare system.
Oh, the U.S. team doctors should be looking after you.
I know. I agree with you. But right now, I'm just currently in an intensive care waiting room.
Wow, that's weird, but good luck. That sounds awful.
So, yeah, but the good news is you boys don't have to worry about Olympics because old Ribby's got it covered over here in the my land.
In the my land.
Well, thank you.
Hang in there, Ribby.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay,
bye.
We'll see you. There goes Ribby from the Winter Olympics.